Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. This is an extra bonus episode for the midweek. It's just basically the news that we didn't have time for this week, so we just throw out a little extra. Oh. Here, get a little something extra. It's always good. I'm Gaz, and in the studio, as always, the tasty treat trouncer, Taylor.
Hey. He ate my cookie.
He ate my cookie, little fucker.
I had two cookies. Jay had two cookies.
Oh, right. You had none, did you? I had no cookies. Oh. I've got my own fucking cookies. You're right.
Yeah, have a Kit Kat.
I will. I'll have a Kit Kat. I'll have a cookie Kit Kat. That's what they are, man. Cookies and cream.
Oh, they are.
New.
Sweet.
They are. They're new on the market, I think. So I thought I'd give them a go.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got a couple of bits of news that we didn't have time for.
Yeah.
And we've got a really good top 10 this week. And it kind of goes, it fits into the missing lost episode that we've just done as well.
Ooh.
Kind of. Yeah. So we'll get to that. But a first bit of news I've got here, it's a bit of a daft one. Madonna, you know, you've heard of Madonna, haven't you?
Is that sexy Madonna?
You were going on about a book a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
you know,
Sex
by Madonna. Yeah. I thought you meant that In Bed with Madonna book, but...
No.
Well, she's always, you know, she's always got her hand in something, hasn't she? She's putting out products.
Yeah, you've got her hand in something.
Or up something. You know, fucking hell, Guy Ritchie.
Soul bottom, sir.
Well, listen again, people, knowing Madonna's track record, she's just basically... She's had a few records, like a virgin, highly unlikely.
Yeah, very unlikely.
Well, she's just released a new face roller. I'm assuming it's cosmetic or something like that. Do you know?
A face roller.
It's called a bat, innit? It's just call it, what's it? They use them for like flattening out cricket grounds.
A
handheld.
Shit.
Yeah, so it's like a little one for your face.
Be electric or something.
So people are mistaking it for sex toys, though. That's the same with Madonna's track record. You know, are we surprised that people are just going to assume that it's a sex toy?
I hope it's not.
I thought your complexion's looking a bit better this week.
Yeah, so it's working.
Yeah.
Well, I might try it somewhere else then.
You're supposed to roll your face with it.
So, I will next time.
Yeah, I just thought that was
makes
a bit
makes my cheeks
a...
go a little red though, don't they?
Yeah, rosy. Totally rosy. Yeah. So,
sex toy. Why are you saying it's a sex toy? Avon.
I don't know what it does. I've not seen it in action. In fact, I'm going to Google this as soon as we finish the cast. I should have probably looked into it a bit more. But
yeah.
I just thought it was a bit of a weird story. Yeah. Why would you think it was a sex toy? I mean,
It must be the way it is shaped.
Or it must be provocative or phallic.
It's gotta be loose.
Yeah, maybe it's like a flashlight or whatever they're called.
Well, if you think about it, rolling pin, well, it's a long thing. Mind you, are you gonna shove that across your bloody face?
Well,
unless
maybe
you've got a flat face or
maybe
you want one.
It's a new sort of thing that people are like, I'll give it a go. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a fucking sponge. It's like a sponge and a roller.
That sounds
and
like
you put it across your face.
Like a fucking emulsion.
Here we go. First coat of the day, love. Here we go. Right, now we'll get some beetles, crush them fuckers, put them on your lips.
To be fair, I mean,
give you a couple of black eyes.
How old's Madonna now?
She's past the 60 now.
Is she looking all right though for her age?
Well, you know what, she's doing too much at the gym, man.
She's rolling her face. One of that's them what I'm thinking. Them. Is she onto something here that she's got to get down Dragon's Den? She's probably already been down Dragon's Den, and that's why it's on the market.
It. Well, I won't mind.
All right, Theo, I've got a fucking product for you.
I won't put my Dragon's Den in there. She might snap the fucker off. The way she's muscling out.
She is, isn't she?
She is. She's proper.
Right, I've got a challenge for you, Madge. I want to see you on Ninja Warrior. Smoke Ninja Warrior.
She'll steam right through it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Here we are. I've got another news story anyway. I'm going to get off Madonna now. And let's face it, I'm the only one who is. herbal bumps. A new theory about either Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
This is a theory
that's
just
down
that can yeah. But that's where he's a base of operations.
Yeah, he's got that little boat and that big one.
Little boat and the big boat. Well, it's the big boat we want to talk about today because there's a new theory of its origins.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, there's a Mediterranean island that has given fresh clues about the Noah's Ark story. A YouTube video is suggesting that the walls of this island in Syria, I think it's called Rud Island, R-U-A-D, island off the coast of Syria, is potentially the moorings for the Ark. There's a structure of walls around, or virtually off the coast of the island, that are very similar to the shape of a great big boat. And there's no reason why these walls were there.
Yeah.
They kind of look like, what would you consider?
I got spun
storm
up.
Walls or whatever. But these walls are all pretty much decayed now.
Well, it depends.
And they've just been there for ancient walls. So, you know, when you sort of compare it to, like a boat that's being docked and they build those great big structures around them, scaffold structures.
Yeah. It's
sort
of like
aerial photograph of this island, it looks like this boat was built off the island, off the side of the island, and it's giant. It's like, you know, if this boat was a boat there, it would have been bigger than the island itself.
I have a problem with this because the reason why is I believe more of the truth of what
the Holy Spirit.
They're coming from
the Bible,
Sumerians.
Jesus.
Well, through the Bible, through the Sumerians, then actually the Bible itself. And what the scripture's saying now is it was more than one boat.
Well, it makes sense because it was quite a lot of animals.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're not going to shove all them on one boat.
Where did the lions... What did the lions eat?
Each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's one question. You go, what did the lions eat? Oh, yeah, well, fucking everything because the lions... And they're not going to stand on a boat with other animals next to a fucking wildebeest. And
not
trying to
tie the bastard down.
Yeah.
Are you going to tie him down and then what? Some are going to get loose. A couple of chickens are going to run through his legs.
Too many holes in
Peck
that story.
Peck his bollocks as they're going by.
In my
book. Yeah, fucker, come chase me, you twat.
Well,
they're basically
saying this this Mediterranean island could hold some clues into the origins of the story.
Yeah.
So. I can imagine it's
has
like...
Has someone been there? Do you know?
Well, yeah, obviously, it's people live on the island. It's inhabited.
What is the traditions around there, I suppose, on the history of the island?
Well, because they're so ancient, the walls, I think people just kind of... I think the history's lost. I think the pre-history of what's local to the island...
So it could have been like...
Obviously, they'll have their own
time.
Interpretation, and the historians might have gone in and said, and they've got a visitor's centre where they've got all the info about the war.
Yeah,
it's all speculation, isn't it? And they don't know what it was built for. They can only assume.
Yeah.
Now, this archaeologist come along, and he's basically give a new theory on the walls themselves. Now, he's just kind of put... Wow, that's kind of...
could fit the theory.
Fits the story more than...
That's fair enough.
So,
there have been more shit.
But there's been a lot of kind of this stuff that, like, I seen something ages ago about kind of like... New World Order and one of their goals was to kind of dis... to kind of shake up what we know about the Earth. About our history and say like we've all been kind of taught one thing and then it's like all this evidence is going to come out that proves it all wrong, so we don't know what the fuck's going on, and that's a strategy they use.
Now there's been
a lot of these historical things
turns,
in the last 2 years
turns,
that have come out, like, you know, these extra bits in the pyramids, we might have found Atlantis.
But that's only because of the internet.
Antarctic. What else? There's so many of these things that, you know, potentially the Oak Island treasure could be discovered.
That's coming back on
17th of November.
Yeah.
And then you've got stuff like, well, what happens if they bring up the Ark of the Covenant or the Holy Grail or something daft? Do you know what I mean? Or the menorah or what? You know, all these daft things.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it makes me think that it's happening quite quick, and then, like, fair enough, the internet, but, you know,
Well, think of it.
People
this
have
way.
Had the capacity to go out and explore since the fucking dawn of time. So it's like, you know, and I'll get to this in a minute because it leads into the top 10 because of tonight's top 10 treasures that have been lost, but you could still find. They're out there somewhere.
Sweet. So pickaxe is ready.
Well, I'll give you all the details in a minute. I've got, I think, one more story, but
I was going to say something, but I've lost it, to be honest.
Oh, what do you mean?
What were we up to on that?
We were up to basically saying about the, you know, there's that many kind of flips and turns in, like, people discovering things and, like, what we know about our ancient ancestry.
Yeah.
We might change our minds about it.
Well, yeah, no, the internet.
Yeah, that was right. You were saying about it was the internet and how that's kind of...
Well, think of it this way, right? The governments are shitting themselves because they can't control the people communicating.
Well, they
can't. And we're communicating so much now and so fast.
That's why.
And the information is going through and everyone's going, do you believe this? Did you hear this a few weeks ago?
It was like, you know, back in the day before the internet. And
before, and they want to knock it back
before
down.
Even, like, plane travel. Yeah. Right, we, you know, if we wanted information, we had to wait weeks for it.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, we've waited all this time. I mean, is it even relevant by the time we get it? Is
time
you know, they could be, we could be traveling. Oh, there's a conflict happening in the Americas.
Yeah.
So we send word back to the Queen or King or whoever in England. Yeah. But by the time we go, right, we best respond to that. It's finished.
Or the famous one on the Waterloo when. We were fighting Napoleon, and one of the banker's guards come back, told him that we were going to lose the war, but told so he went and told the rest of the investors that we were losing the war, and 98% of the country shares, the banks bought it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 98% of Britain they took over through that.
I was actually
move along.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like you can't, you know, say that. I mean, it's like though I could be talking to somebody in like New York, but you know, in minutes, and like get that information firsthand as it happens, see it in the background, all the rest of it, you know. So it's like.
Well, he used to work for the gangsters in the 20s, wasn't it, for the horse racing. Right, yeah, I find out just before we fucking tell everyone else.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And then it was like, you know, because it was a delay.
Good and bad reasons for using.
It wasn't like today, whereas we can get minute-by-minute results on our phones whilst in the bookies. You know, it's like, you went into a bookies in the 1920s, it was literally like, what, my horse lost? Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, it's too late, mate. Your bet's done. See in a bit. Yeah, that guy's off.
Yeah, so lost it.
Got a bit of a weird one here. Mysterious.
Yeah, I've got some weird ones today.
I have, actually. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of just stories that, like, we came across that we didn't have time to fit into the main show.
Yeah.
Mysterious human-like sea creature has been lurking in the water, leaving beachgoers terrified. Now, terrified was capitalised, so, you know, I'm assuming that they were really fucking terrified on this one. This was in Huntington Beach in California in the US.
So it was in the sea?
It was in the sea. It was on the surface of the water. It had a
Any
face.
Pictures?
Yeah, there's some pictures, but they're kind of Loch Nessie, not very clear.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, you know, this is it. There was eyewitnesses. And one eyewitness, George, he said he was sat on the beach, and he saw a frenzy of fish. Water was going everywhere, and fish were flying out of the water. He said it was like a feeding frenzy. And it's basically got conspiracy theorists wondering and people kind of speculating. Mermaid? Merman?
You know what, to be honest, I wouldn't worry about it because it's probably something like a whale. I mean, the amount of disproportionate of animals
like
that are actually moving.
Yeah, it could have been a fin or something like that. Well, they reckon this had a face.
But they're not moving in their right directions, are they? You know, generally do every, like, summertime or wintertime where they're going because of what's
streams
going
and
on
currents
with,
and whatnot. Yeah,
everything going messed up.
Mate, to be honest, it's like I lived in the city, in the ocean, it was one of them. I mean, like I say, I don't like the ocean, but if I lived in it, I'd be kind of a bit stressed out about like all this sort of algaes and algae blooms.
Red algae.
You've got red algae. You've got fucking oil spills, all that shit. You know what I mean?
All this gluten and even the Japanese fucking place that went up.
No wonder you end. Oh yeah, of course, the nuclear power plant.
Within hours,
well, apparently they've already seen the effects of that, and it's causing problems.
And it's still coming out. It's still not stopped it yet.
So yeah, I mean, so in terms of, no wonder you find like whales travelling up the Thames. They don't disorientated and don't have a clue where they're going.
Birds flying out of fucking sky and shit like that. Whales on the beach, fish on the beach.
Yeah.
California, what was it the other week? California Beach. Loads of fish dead. They just turned it all dead.
Well, this is weird, this, because they always, like, they keep seeing these reports of, like, animals just dropping dead, like birds and fish and stuff like that. It's crazy.
I think it's to do with radiation, to be honest, with our sun and what's going on out there at the minute.
Maybe, like, the kind of, do you know, like, we've got a lot of factories and stuff like that and producing stuff. If you've got a flock of birds and they're flying overhead and you've got chimney stacks that are pumping out noxious fumes, right, could it be that this flock of birds have gone through that fumes and they've been the little bird breath's been kind of...
No, and this is why.
And then all of a sudden it's like they're all dropping dead.
No, because they've hit something before they've hit the ground. They know they've hit something before they've hit the ground.
How can they hit something before they hit the ground?
Because you can tell by the structure of it smashing into something to falling down. If you're falling down that way, you're getting more of the damage from the bottom.
So you think they're hitting...
If you're hitting forward, you're getting more of the damage at the front.
So what, you're saying cloaked UFO?
I'm not saying that.
That's exactly how it came across in my head.
Well, this is what I first thought, but that I'm still thinking that's too easy. That it's too easy to just come to that conclusion.
So what are they doing? Are they hitting the dome?
No. I honestly think it's something to do with the radiation or something.
Yeah, potentially.
But apparently, a lot of the birds that, when they've been found, and these are from specialists, have turned around and
they'll
said
look like the necks have broke before
they've hit the ground.
So like a double impact.
Yeah, but you can't say that against the fish or the cows that are falling.
No, you can't.
All kinds of animals it's happening to, and it's like... And don't forget, the bees were being suffering not that long ago. And we found out what that was about. That was one of the pesticides that was commonly used. And now they're stopping it. I bet they still fucking use it in some places.
Yeah, definitely. What, that pesticide?
But that's only one out of probably a trillion.
Well, it's actually been...
shit that's in the air.
It's actually been banned, that specific pesticide, because it was like...
But there'd be a time delay.
But it's
6 months,
that,
right?
Do you know who it is?
It's
people who make Raid, right? Do you know
that's the
stuff. Don't use Raid, guys, because there's a chemical in it that, like, basically, especially on the industrial side, they knew it was fucking poisonous.
Yeah.
They knew it was dangerous, right? But they basically swapped it for a worse chemical, right?
Yeah.
And one that they knew that was like, you know,
taking advantage of people.
Right, and they carried on,
advantage.
Right? And it's airborne, this shit, so it can get across to the next farmer's field and destroy his crops.
Taking advantage of us, taking advantage of the earth, and taking advantage of our fucking
just
wallets.
To make money. Right? Yeah. Those people,
that's
those
it.
Type of companies want shutting down.
Greed
so
bastards.
And do you know what? That's Bear, isn't it?
Bear?
Yeah. But so basically, like, this company, right? It's there's been a merger. Right, yeah, there's been a merger where you've basically got one company, right, which was quite an evil company. It's the ones who basically the main pharmaceutical in America.
Right, okay,
right?
Yeah.
So they've already got, these guys have got a bad press.
Reputation. Yeah,
right. And they were involved in a lot of stuff, really bad government shit, right? Now,
this other company's
merged with them now, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's like this, it's like
it
going to make it. No, it's the Bear now. They're called Bear, right?
Okay.
Google them, right? And I mean, I only know bits about this and I need to look into it a bit more.
Yeah.
But if you look into their track record of what they've been up to, right? They're no better, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they're responsible for this, for Raid, and there's all that shit. So anyway.
So anyway,
we get off this. I've got the top 10.
Top 10, let's Saka.
Yeah, top 10. This week, we've got the top 10 most lost treasures that still could be found.
Oh, let's get
if
us.
You can Booking be asked, going to look for them.
Well, if they're close by, then
do you know what did you just say about Spain?
Bucket and spade.
Oh, bucket and spade.
Yeah, oh, right. Spain.
I was going to say, it's funny because the Spanish featured quite prominently in this top 10.
I bet they do as well.
Yeah, like,
they lost a lot of shit.
They do. They've just absolutely lose shit for fun, these guys, from
the
Spanish.
I reckon it's all in one fucking big place. They already knew.
Well, at number 10, we've got the Forest Ferns treasure.
Forest
you ever
Fern?
Heard of this
no,
guy?
No, I don't think
right, so.
So
art collector and millionaire and adventurer, Forest Ferns, was diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
And he basically hid a chest of all his most valuable items. This is rumoured to believe to have...
What, like a pack of cards and a used condom?
No, better than that, gold coins, jewels. Yeah.
Oh.
They
guaranteed that.
It was worth millions, right? Yeah.
Right.
This guy was loaded, and when he obviously didn't have any heirs, he just wanted to kind of do something. So he set up this treasure hunt, right? And... basically set it out into the Rocky Mountains, and he's basically
he just dropped it somewhere.
He died. Nobody's ever found it.
Or his body.
Well, no, his body's been obviously his body's been found. His body, he died just of in
what? So
in his
hold
bed.
On then.
But
so,
he never gave the location of the treasure.
Why not? What, not even any clues?
Nope. Just basically said it's hidden in the Rocky Mountains, and you can go and find it if you want it. At number 9.
I know what he did. I know what
go
he did.
Go on, what did you reckon?
He went to the Rocky Mountains.
Why
got
did he?
Enough gonna
pass
weed.
Away. He had nothing.
Got enough
guy
grasses.
The guy was a millionaire.
Got enough champagne and had a fucking wild party.
He did all that and left his treasure box for some lucky sod to find. And
yeah,
it's still there
didn't.
If you can be bothered
checking. Yeah, her name's Tracy.
You got at number 9, the Nazi gold at Lake Toplitz.
Oh, right.
During the last days of the Second World War.
Yeah.
The Nazi officers dropped crates into Lake Toplitz, which T-O-P-L-I-T-Z.
Yeah, very nice.
Some was recovered,
yeah,
and it contained, a lot of the crates contained counterfeit currency,
yeah,
but it was believed that there was more containing gold.
Yeah.
And the lakes were pretty dangerous, and as a result, a lot of divers have died trying to recover it.
Yeah.
So that was the Lake Toplitz.
You got
and I think
soup.
That was, where was that? That was in Sweden or somewhere like that. I think it was the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So at number 8, you've got the Golden Owl. Have you heard
golden
about this
owl.
One?
I don't know. I don't
right, so that. 11 clues leading to a Golden Owl were hidden in France in 1993. Right?
Oh, right. So it's a local owl, right.
So the finder of this owl can win 1 million francs.
What's that, about 50p now? Because there's no in France. It's euros,
isn't it?
Yeah, so it's just worth the paper.
Well, this was back in 1999, so the creator of the treasure hunt died in 1999.
Oh, shit.
Without revealing the owl's location, but he did check that it was still hidden before he snuffed it, right? And he did reveal that somebody had been digging very close to the area where it was hid. So... someone was on
what,
the right.
What, in 1999?
This is in
so
1999.
So you look at every building site in 1999 and have a look.
How do you mean building sites?
Well, he said there was something built close to it.
No, he said somebody was digging, so obviously looking for the owl. Somebody had been treasure hunting and seen, and he'd gone to check the owl was still there, but being like,
but
you know, on his deathbed. And somebody
had
been very close.
Someone might have gone out and gone, you know what,
you don't
I want that bit of dirt.
He assumes that this person was looking for the owl. So, yeah.
He might have,
after
he
1 million francs at the time,
that's
it'd have to be euros now, wouldn't it? But I'm not sure if they've put something in escrow, like, you know, put something aside that, you know...
If they find it, then they get fuck all.
We get a gold owl.
Well, yeah, they are. Gold
potentially,
owl, 50p.
Potentially, the gold owl
is worth, the,
worth
millions.
The money.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm
so
thinking.
So that's probably it.
Yeah, because what are they going to do? Go in there and then he's going to have his name and address and fucking where to go.
Yeah, like
you
the
know,
next
yeah,
clue.
Go to this bank society, put this key in there, open this chest set.
Oh, yeah.
And
like,
it might be 10 billion
Yeah,
francs.
You might be even more than you bargained for.
Yeah, but it's still like £2.
Number 7, the Lake Gutiana Gold.
What? Can you say that again?
Gutiana. Yeah, so I can't even say it. Guata Villa Gold. Yeah, so thousands of years. Oh, yeah, this is this lake, right? So for thousands of years, the local tradition has been for people to toss gold pieces into the lake. To please the gods.
For thousands of years,
they've been throwing the gold they can find into the lake to please the gods, yeah? Right? And this has been going on for thousands of years. So the
gods
Spanish tried to drain the lake in 1545, but failed to lower the water level, right?
It's because they haven't got the machinery.
Even though they couldn't lower the water level, they still came out with hordes and hordes and hordes of gold.
It's worth doing it just for a dive.
At number six, Oak Island Money Pit.
Yes.
We've talked about that. So,
Money Pit.
The infamous Money Pit discovered by Matthew McGuinness. New season starts 17th of November.
Right.
I didn't know that, but our kid got on the boiler to me the other day. He was like, it's back on.
I've been seeing it advertising lately. I didn't actually get it said soon.
Yeah, so if you want to know about the Money Pit, go back and listen to episode 5. Of Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah.
And we that's where we discuss it and talk all about it.
Number five,
the Treasure of Lima.
The Treasure of Lima?
Yeah, after the sacking of the Incan Empire in the 1600, the Spanish captured captured the gold and the silver. Much of this treasure was stored in the city of Lima until 1820, when a revolt forced the Spanish to basically give a guy, an English guy called William Thompson, put him in charge of all the treasure.
Yeah.
But basically,
typical British guy, right?
He basically did one with the money. When they
just
confronted him, they brought it. He took them to an island.
Yeah.
I forgot what island. He took him off to some island where he basically said this gold was Cocos Island. Once they got there, he just ran off into the woods, never to be seen again. Well, in
trust the bricks.
Yeah, no, yeah, them burps. No, one of the Spanish haters. It was like, we robbed them blind.
Well, they were open for it, so, you know.
So, well, they hired
him. We didn't have an empire back then.
So, at number four, the Treasure of San Miguel.
San Miguel. So
In 1712, the Spanish assembled the most valuable treasure fleet in history.
Yeah.
Only to lose it right away.
Oh my days.
The fleet of 11 ships filled with gold, silver, pearls and jewellery with an estimated value of $2 billion in today's money. The plan was to set off from Cuba during a monsoon, right?
Yeah.
Thinking that pirates wouldn't be bothered to fucking follow him because it was stormy weather. Bad
we're
seas.
Clever enough. Yeah, they thought they were good enough sailors.
Obviously, to navigate it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
they were
wiped out straight away.
Totally gone.
Hold on,
what do you mean straight away?
Well, they were by, you know, a storm had taken them out. They'd gone off into a monsoon. They were virtually.
Yeah, but
you know,
were they near the island or were they way off the island?
I'm gonna say they were a fair distance from Cuba
fair
at that point.
No problem.
They must have known where they were. Seven out of the 11 ships have been located, but only a small percentage of the treasure has been recovered. It's believed the ship, the San Miguel, held the most gold, and it's believed to be somewhere off the coast of Florida. They reckon.
Ooh,
so
let's get up.
At number three, Blackbeard's treasure.
Oh yes.
Blackbeard was said to have gathered a mass of treasure.
Yeah.
During his time, so big that he had to stash it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't carry it around with him all the time.
Wales.
It was vast amounts of treasure.
I bet he did shitloads in Wales somewhere.
But that's still out there. It's believed to be out there, and treasure hunters have thought that. When they discovered Blackbeard's boat, it might hold a clue to where this treasure
but
was.
But it hasn't up to now,
yeah. So basically it's still out there. It's quite a lot of gold and silver lost, isn't they, out there, mate?
It does seem to be quite funny.
It's like people, but this is the thing about treasure, shiny things, they've got to get it. And they squirrel it away so no one else can have it. And then they fucking die or lose it. Yeah.
Well,
and then there's all the treasure in one place. No wonder there's hardly any anywhere else. Or the Anunnaki have taken it all.
I actually think the funniest thing is that, like, with that much gold, right, we've only got 3 Olympic-sized swimming pool full of gold, yet everything that goes out in space is gold.
They said about, like, what about this lost city of gold? Like, where?
Yeah,
you know,
all these golds, where the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They must be somewhere.
Must be calculated in with it.
They're talking shit, swimming pool full of gold.
That's how much gold we've really got.
Yeah, well, at number 2...
And you reckon there's another 3 in the sea?
Dutch Schultz fortune. During the 1920s, famous crime lord and mobster was responsible for a network of organised crime, from bootlegging to racketeering, and that netted Dutch Schultz millions, right? But due to his crime lifestyle, he was bumped off by a rival gang, and his money was lost forever.
Shit now.
Basically, some believe that it was in the Catskill mountain range, but after he was gunned down by rivals, his fortune was lost. Estimated $5 to $10 million. I'm assuming that was notes, banknotes, and treasure. Yeah, I know.
It's worthless now, then.
It's like Al Capone's vault. Do you know when they were like, "Oh, we found Al Capone's vault," and we made a massive deal about it, and it was empty.
Yeah. That was with that guy with the tash. Or what's he called?
What was he called?
McSummit.
Oh, I have no idea. Number one, Leon Tabucco's gold.
Leon Tabucco.
Yeah, this is a good one. This one, right? You got me onto this because you said something last time.
Right.
The Mexican millionaire Leo Tabucco believed that the prices of, well, he was going to take advantage of the economic crash in the US, right?
Yeah.
And he believed the price of gold was going to rise after the Great Depression. So he started buying up gold left, right and centre, everything he could get his hands on.
Yeah.
16 tons in less than 3 months.
Fucking
hell. He was basically just going to smuggle it into the USA. So he hired a pilot to make drop-offs into the Mexican desert.
Yeah.
Right? To smuggle it into the States.
Yeah.
Right? But unfortunately, the US Gold Act came into force in 1934, making it illegal for anyone to own gold.
33.
Yeah, it said 34. 30. It must have been 33, 34.
33, because it was a £10,000 fine if you didn't give in the gold, and it was also a 10-year sentence.
Well, it was around about then. So, and then that basically put his plans into... he buried it all in the desert.
Yeah.
And then
died. No one knows where it is. Some lucky sod trips over it when he's dying of thirst.
So there you go, 10 treasures you can still actually find if you can be asked.
And if it's worth it, especially if it's in dollars.
Well,
or
this is the thing
francs.
As well, right? I mean, like, in terms of the Lagina brothers who do Oak Island, they've invested millions into trying to find whatever's at the bottom of that. Now, they could find something, and it might not be worth hardly anything, you know, in terms of historical value.
No, but at least the question would be the answer.
Exactly. The question has been answered.
Yeah.
And, hope you enjoyed that. That's which one interests you more?
I think maybe that last one.
Yeah, I was interested by that because, like I say, it kind of goes into how sneaky the government are as well. I kind of like the treasure hunting ones, if I was a rich eccentric millionaire. Now, I'm eccentric, but I'm not rich, so that just makes me crazy.
Definitely no millionaire.
I think that just makes me mad, doesn't it? If you're not rich and you're a bit bonkers, does that make you just mad?
No, it makes you normal.
Yeah, I
think
so.
Like the rest of us.
But if I had money, I'd be eccentric, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So if I'm ever in an eccentric madman, right, that's the type of thing I'd do. I'd set up, especially with having no kids and stuff, I'd probably set up some sort of treasure hunt. And I'd put some funky stuff in there as well.
I'd want to set up on looking at stuff that we haven't even looked at.
I'd look at stuff like that, and I mean, I'd be like, I'd invest my money in new ways of doing things and stuff. But as a little fun thing to leave behind, that you think, well, I'd be a bit more careful about it as well. Whereas these guys, they've snuffed it, they've flopped it big time, they've not left adequate clues. And they've not future-proofed it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how do you know that there's not been a development on these sites now and stuff like that? I mean, like, the guy who hides his stuff in the mountains has got a good idea, because it's like the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in a cave in a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody, and they were there for thousands of years. Nobody touched them. No one even knew they were there.
But it reminds me of a priest that found, I think it was in Portugal, that found a lost treasure.
Right.
He didn't tell anyone. But
he found
a lot of treasure. There was rumours of a certain treasure going around that some pirate, someone had hid it years ago.
Right.
And he didn't even say anything. And you could tell, you know, like if tomorrow you had the fucking millions, by next week your appearance will change.
Oh, obviously, on different things. Basically, if I had millions, people would start noticing.
He'd only just got there as well.
I mean, they'd be like, "You got a new pair of trainers?"
Yeah, look at these sort of bad boys,
I'd be coming in on a better form of transportation other than my bike. Yeah, I'd have a new bike with an engine.
Yeah, and a driver.
Yeah, just have a driver.
I shit in the coal compartment.
They'd be like, "Gaz is coming an Uber every day." And go, "No, that's my driver."
Yeah.
Now we're both dying, right? Yeah. Well, it's been a long evening and my throat is dry, so I think we're gonna on that note, we're gonna call it a night our bonus episode of Never a Straight Answer. Again, if you want to get us on the email, you can get us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com.
you can
hit us up at Twitter,
@NASA_never.
And we're on Instagram now as well, @NeverStraightAnswer Instagram. I've already posted about 9-10 posts.
I'm getting complaints now. Stuff. Yeah, you're too busy on it now.
Why? What? Busy on what?
Yeah, on Instagram now. As soon as we got it, you've struck bang right onto it.
Hardly used it, to be honest. I put a few posts up, but you can get us on there. You can DM us. Probably on Twitter, because I do smash it on Twitter.
You're a Twitter feeder.
I'm like a feeder.
For the Twitter, you like feeding fat people.
Yeah, I feed you the goss, I feed you the info, and clues about what's coming up next. Yeah. So, you know, it's always worth to check it out. You can catch us on all the platforms, on iTunes and Spotify and Anchor FM.
All the great apps.
Yeah, all them apps. Anything else you can... Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, you can get merch.
My
mug is finally on its way, and it's not to say that they take ages to deliver. It was just I only just ordered it.
You got a mug. I got a t-shirt.
I can't wait until I have a drink of my brew out of my NASA mug. Be proud of that brew.
If you
want to get yours. What, me drinking my coffee?
Yeah,
I'll do that. If you want to get yourself some stuff, you can always go to the link on our page. We think we got it on the Twitter as well as on our Anchor FM page.
Yep.
I can't remember the link of it, but, you know, I can't read out HTTPs at this time. Other than that, just get in touch. We've got some exciting shows coming up in terms of, we've got Halloween coming up, and I think, like, if you listen to the last episode, hopefully got something pretty impressive planned. So, worth checking out for that, and keep subscribed, and just give us a star rating on iTunes and all that bollocks.
Yeah.
Do you know what? This bit at the end is so much information just to pack in, to get at the end. It's always fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you next time. We have not really got a... I'm not going to tell you what next week's episode's about just yet. But
not sorted out yet.
Yeah, it's all getting sorted out.
It is.
But, yeah, take care, guys. I've been Gaz.
No. Is that a spider on your leg?
I think he's got a spider on his leg.
He has.
Don't. He would have screamed. Right?
Yeah, like a big girl.
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And that's it for this week's episode of Never a Straight Answer.
Take it away, guys.
Peace.
Peace out. Let me...